backfire on you. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, the blame game has been utilized by President Obama so often that because of the lack of real government school education today, most recent graduates and younger voters probably think that simply blaming Congress for any and all problems is proper procedure. During his recent State of the Union address, the president blamed Congress for the lack of action regarding America's energy problems. Of course, he failed to mention that his refusal to take action and approve the Keystone Pipeline has kept America vulnerable to Middle East enemy nations who benefit from our continued purchase of oil from that part of the world. Also, 42,000 possible new jobs remain just a pipe dream. Meanwhile, China is poised to purchase that oil from Canada and build a closer relationship with our closest ally. Of course, Obama took credit for the increased oil production in North Dakota and elsewhere in the U.S., despite the fact it was former President George W. Bush's policies that opened the door to increased domestic oil production. Unfortunately, domestic oil production may soon decline because President Obama refuses to allow more oil exploration and drilling for new sources. Of course, he'll turn around and then blame Congress. Obama has blamed Congress and others in regards to the problems regarding the minimum wage. While some in Congress and a few senators like Ted Cruz have called for increasing opportunities for all Americans by taking actions to reinvigorate the economy, Mr. Hope and Change just wants to increase the minimum wage, which decreases the number of entry-level, lower-skilled jobs for those like teenagers who are starting out in the world of working for a living. Mr. Hope and Change has blamed Congress for the situation regarding illegal immigrants, simply because some in Congress are calling for first sealing and properly protecting the borders, then taking a look at amnesty for law-breaking invaders. But he refuses to personally take the blame for not fulfilling the sworn duty of protecting America from enemies, both foreign and domestic. Since President Obama likes to throw blame around, I wonder when he will turn around and blame himself and Eric Holder for using the U.S. Justice Department to obstruct real justice in regards to serious issues like the death of four Americans in Benghazi, for starters. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, and TheRonEdwards.com.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter's Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter's Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter's Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter's Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. free memberships, and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And as we roll into the third hour on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. Before I go get technical with you, I sort of tease this. Law enforcement and government doesn't make law and order. They make laws to define what is law and order. But the ones that maintain law and order are good law-abiding people that don't break laws. That's what happens. And at any given time, okay, and believe this, at any given time, should the black robes of the police or the Department of Justice or President Obama or any of these people get out there and say that this is illegal or that's illegal, you can't do this, you can't do that, we're going to arrest you for this, we're going to arrest you for that, that will only go as far as we allow it to go. Because if they cast civility aside and we cast civility aside, then guess who the loser is in that particular confrontation? If you don't believe that, just take a look. Concealed carry and spare ammo. How much is enough? There are a lot of people out there that say, caliber doesn't matter, as an example. And there are a lot of people that will show up to like a concealed carry class and they'll be carrying some anemic caliber, like a Ruger Mark III, which is a very good gun, or even more upsetting, a Jennings J22. The price of ammo is a factor, and for some of these students that will show up, it'll just be a matter of the fact they're just trying to be cheap when training. But if you question some of them, they're going to say that they actually carry this gun as their self-defense weapon. And whenever I say why, they say, invariably I'm going to be asked, well, do you want to be shot with a 22? And when I answer no, their response is always going to be, well, I guess it'll do the job then. Yeah. And that makes as much sense as a screen door on a submarine. I don't want to get shot by a pellet or a paintball or a bullet. Any gun, yes, it will work as a deterrent against anyone of sane mind, but concealed carry weapons aren't just for deterrence. In some states, using your gun as a deterrent only is illegal and referred to as brandishing, like in the one in which I live. And if you rely on either pain or fear of pain to stop an attacker, you're making a very dangerous assumption, and that's that your attacker can feel either. If he's coked up on stimulants or some strange concoction of bath salts and liquor, he may be existing in a different world and numb to his surroundings, regardless of the concealed carry ammo you might be using. Does that mean that when you draw your weapon, you must go ahead and kill someone? No. it means that you need to be prepared to take it to that level, and you should feel confident in your weapon's ability to bring your would-be assailant's time on this earth to an abrupt end. To aid you in this, the FBI has invented a test, the FBI Penetration Report, to determine a round's effectiveness based on its ability to penetrate a T-shirt-wrapped ballistic gelatin block representative of a human torso. It must reach at least 12 inches to be considered effective. Logic behind this is that if it can't reach vital organs, it can't stop or harm the threat. And this, you know, this is somewhat macabre. I get that. But there's a reason behind this. A standard 22 long rifle round is less likely to penetrate enough to reach vital organs of an attacker's body than larger, more powerful rounds such as 380 or 9mm. Look, you might very well shoot somebody with a 22 long rifle, and they, after they beat you to death, they may be walking around and die from it. But the reason to shoot somebody in a self-defense situation is to stop the threat then and there, not, you know, be laying there all bloodied up and everything going, oh, well, you'll pay for it later. Oh, ambulance. Old school guys, you know, they're going to go with a 45 ACP. The military went with the 45 ACP based upon General Leonard Wood's 1904 report of Philippine Commission. In his report, there were some determined attackers called the Moro Juramentado, a group of zealous Filipino warriors so committed to the cause, I'm not even going to say that, they would do unspeakable things to their reproductive system overnight. They inflicted this terrible agony to alter their minds and numb themselves to external pain. And additionally, many of them chewed the betel nut for extra zeal. The betel nut, now referred to as the areca nut, is tantamount to a giant espresso bean dipped in caffeine powder. So if you've got an amped-up, pain-numbed, frenzied attacker, what does that sound like to you? It should. This warrior is a textbook example of a stimulant-fueled maniac, the worst-case scenario in both terms of street opponents and home invaders. Now, if you actually look at the report, this is supposedly the impetus behind going from the 38 to the 45. If you actually look at it, you can't really find that famous passage saying the stopping power of the 38 was insufficient. But after that report came out, there was no additional 38 special orders after that. There were orders for 45 long Colt revolvers and 12-gauge Winchester shotguns in equally large quantities. He did make a conclusion, Leonard Wood did make a conclusion on the superiority of the 45 caliber projectile. He wrote that no rifle or handgun could provide the same stopping ability as a 12-gauge shotgun loaded with buckshot, which makes sense, because at that time the modern defensive round had not yet been invented. And in that day, a 45 caliber 230 grain ball round of ammo was going to stop more than a 38 caliber ball round of ammo, but 12-gauge buckshot was superior to both. Now, modern ammunition bridges that gap between big bore and small, but it doesn't negate every advantage of larger, more powerful rounds. A larger round has a greater chance of striking something vital just by its increased size. This size increase is negligible in most cases. Assuming identical velocities, a heavier round imparts more force. This increased force can more easily destroy bones and organs than a round of less force. So a 22 is not going to do what a 45 is going to do. And at the same time, one of the things you have to bear in mind is how are you going to mitigate How are you going to mitigate that recoil and make sure you're on target? Shooting at somebody with a 50 caliber and missing is just as bad as shooting at him with a 22 and missing. So you have to match the caliber to your ability. That's more important than just raw power. At the end of the day, it's all handheld, so it's not going to stop anybody all the time. And if these criteria limit you to 22 long rifle, you're in bad trouble. At the end of the day, though, a functioning pistol is better than nothing. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cued.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
More pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Well, Battle Comp Tester, if you're coming this way, you by all means come by here and shoot that gun, by all means. Kansas, they're getting ready to headed to the House as a bill to void local gun laws. Let me explain to you why that's, everybody out there, they're going to be claiming home rule. We must have home rule. Why? This patchwork of gun law that, you know, some of these mayors and city councils and county councils tries to impose is It serves no purpose, in my view. See, the feds know they can't get gun control on the federal level right now. They're waiting for when they may be able to. I'm sure when they heard there was a shooting at Fort Hood, they wished it had been with an AR-15. But that wasn't the case. But anyway, having said that, this patchwork series of gun and knife laws that has been established by local governments all over the place, but especially in Kansas, that needs to be replaced with the state's statutes. Now, case in point, in Texas, you know, I just talked about this guy who was carrying in accordance with the state statute, which is the state statute. And as far as I know, I don't know in Texas if they have preemption or not. Some of you guys in the chat room may know. That is a series of tripwires, bear traps for somebody to get caught in. There should not be. It's bad enough that when you go from state to state that this happens. It shouldn't be happening when you are in a state. Are you asking me, really, you can shoot the Salient Glock 10mm? Yes. If you're coming in my area, yes, you can. Anyway. Also, they're going to expand open carry provisions and prohibit municipalities from implementing local ordinances relating to the transportation of firearms. Now, Senator Clark Schultz, Republican from McPherson, said local control in many instances is best. In this case, we're talking about a fundamental right to bear arms. This is this guy saying that he's with the Second Amendment. The legislation, SB 447, takes aim at a number of issues in its expansive text. Besides allowing increased open carry opportunities in the state, it also would prevent cities and counties from regulating firearm sales or how guns are stored or transported. While local governments could still prohibit open carry in public buildings if they wish, they would be limited in their powers outside of that scope. That's as much local control as they should have. If they want to limit it in the government buildings there, that's fine. But beyond that, they shouldn't be regulating anything. Look, anything they do to try to inhibit your capability of buying a gun, owning a gun, and carrying a gun is against the Constitution. It's against the people. Another thing they're including, which is really good, I like this, in their effort to remove roadblocks to those wanting NFA-regulated items like suppressors and short-barreled rifles, the bill includes a shall certify requirement that a chief law enforcement officer must sign off on an application to transfer such an item within 15 days as long as the applicant is not prohibited from possessing it. Finally, the bill would ban public funds from gun buybacks in order that guns seized by law enforcement either be sold to a licensed gun dealer or donated to hunter education programs. Way to go, Kansas. Oh, gosh. Now, some people, of course, in Kansas don't like this. One of them is Mike Taylor, a lobbyist for the unified government of Wyandotte County and Kansas City, Kansas, which bans the open carrying of firearms. If SB 447 becomes law, that local prohibition would be overturned. And he says this body is determined to pass a gun bill that takes away local control and mandates their wishes onto cities and counties. And I think they're going to find a way, any way that they can, to make that happen. Mike, sorry. Sorry that you're not on the side of fact and logic and God-given rights. Sorry about that. But, hey, it's not up for debate, Jackson. This legislation is the growing trend. This is what they refer to as a preemption law. Standard in Florida. Governors of Mississippi and West Virginia recently signed similar versions of their respective state over the howls of the local mayors. This is where you're going to find the mayors against illegal guns really coming up in arms. We'll see how that plays as well. But a vote is expected on it in coming days. We backed him. His name is Steve Stockman. He's a congressman out of Texas. And Thursday, after urging his House colleagues to pray for and support the victims and victims' families at Fort Hood, he introduced H.R. 3199, the Safe Military Bases Act, which repeals the Clinton-era ban on military personnel carrying weapons on base. Now, understand this. Should they actually implement that law or any law like it, it will still be up to the base commander as to what happens. A general on a military post is a very important dude. Whenever you have a new general, I heard this story when I was at Fort Polk, which was a beautiful post. I didn't necessarily like where it was. There's parts of Louisiana that are absolutely beautiful. Leesville is not one of them. I was told this story about a general they had gotten there that they rode by the post golf course, and he just told his aides, you know, I like to play golf. And that sparked a renovation of the golf course. Generals are very important people on these military bases that they command. So it will really be up to those guys at the end of the day, unless that law states that they can't do it. Stockman says this is the third mass shooting on a military base in 5 years, and it's because our trained soldiers aren't allowed to carry defensive weapons. Anti-gun activists have turned our military bases into soft targets for killers. Only the most out-of-touch radical would try to disarm soldiers. It's time to repeal this deadly anti-gun law before it creates another mass killing. This is another tragedy created by anti-gun activists. If members of Congress are protected by loaded automatic weapons in the Capitol, they have no right to deny the right to train soldiers on base. I like it. I like it a lot. He points out the Luby's cafeteria incident. In 1991, just 6 miles from Fort Hood, we suffered a mass shooting at Luby's cafeteria of civilians who by law had to leave their guns in their cars. Texas responded to this tragedy by passing a concealed carry bill, allowing civilians to defend themselves in public. It's time for Congress to allow soldiers to defend themselves on base before this happens again. That is perfectly reasonable to me. There's going to be all kinds of guys and gals that are going to stand up and say, we can't have this. They'll be just shooting everywhere. That just cracks me up. I'm sorry. They'll be shooting everywhere. Really? Yeah, there'd be shootings everywhere. No, there wouldn't. No, there wouldn't. There might be a lot of guns drawn. And a lot of fire maneuver going on, because these are the guys that are the pros, not the Secret Service, not anybody. Nobody is like the military. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearms legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Also from Kansas, have you ever noticed whenever you look at a picture of a sitting senator that they're always just grinning? That's because they're so happy about their temporary job. But from Kansas, U.S. Senator Jerry Moran is again expressing frustration because this administration, one, they signed the U.N. Arms Trade Treaty. He sent them a bipartisan letter where more than at least 50 U.S. senators have indicated that they're not going to ratify it. And there's some indications he's going to try to ratify this treaty without the advice and consent of the Senate, which will drive a lot of them crazy. Give you a little timeline. In May 2012, Moran spoke on the U.S. Senate floor about S-2205, the Second Amendment Sovereignty Act, which he introduced to prohibit funding to negotiate a U.N. contract or ATT treaty that restricts the Second Amendment rights of the U.S. citizen. July 2012, he drafted a letter signed by 50 of his Senate colleagues and wrote an op-ed notifying the administration that there was strong enough opposition to block the ATT from Senate passage. March 2013, he introduced Senate Continuing Resolution 7, a concurrent resolution sponsored by 35 of his Senate colleagues, which outlined specific criteria that must be met for UN arms trade treaty to be ratified by the U.S. Senate and recognized as a customary international law. That resolution 7 has been endorsed by the National Rifle Association, the Heritage Action, and the Endowment for Middle East Truth. What are they doing in it? What is the NRA doing ratifying it? October 2013, Moran led a bipartisan group of 50 U.S. senators, including Senators Joe Manchin, Jim Inhofe, in reiterating to President Obama that the Senate overwhelmingly opposes ratification and will not be bound by its obligations. And then he wrote him a letter. We'll see how this plays. We'll see how this plays. And, you know, once again, I submit this to you. And I do this in all candor and all faithfulness. No matter what they pass, we're still not going to be bound by it. And then they're going to be like Cuomo and Malloy in Connecticut, Cuomo in New York. They're going to be forced to make a decision to enforce it, because the arms trade treaty would regulate every facet of the firearms industry: ammunition, small arms, which are rifles and pistols. Small arms are considered tanks too, by the way. Tanks are considered small arms. So, I just think it's funny. The police, for some insane reason, have decided to militarize. And if you look at a period from 1975 to 2013 and see what kind of a turn they've made concerning the equipment that they now have on tap, it's alarming. In 1975, there were less than 1,000 SWAT deployments. In 2013, there was nearly 70,000 SWAT deployments. And crime is going down. Violent crime is going down. In 1975, 13% of the cities, if you will, that have a population of between 25 and 50,000 people had SWAT teams. Now it's 80%. In 1975, 45% of the cities that had a population of 50,000 or more had a SWAT team. Now it's 90%. There are about 150 SWAT raids a day. And these guys are using true military-grade weapons. Fully automatic weapons, grenade launchers, and they have 112 armored personnel carriers in their midst as of 2013. People die. The wrong people die in these home invasions. That wasn't a Freudian slip. They die in these no-knock raids, these home invasions. And given the fact that crime is plummeting, the question has to be asked why they need to do this. And so far, I'm not even hearing an incorrect answer. I'm not even hearing an appeasement. There's no reason for them to tool up this much. Some of these guys do it because they have the budget. The military aids and abets with this. They'll sell them those MRAPs for the cost of a tank of gas, which I want to see if I can get me one. I'll put the studio in there. the police have no business doing this because they are, you know, don't get me wrong. Please, don't get me wrong. The deal on this is, yeah, there's plenty of military veterans in the police departments today, but the police departments, while they will be the first responders in the event of a terrorist attack, for an example, the police departments in these smaller towns are not going to have those kinds of resources. Well, what if they have to support the urban areas? Well, that's a different story altogether. But manpower is going to be what fights that kind of fight. It's not going to be who's got the biggest and best toys. It's going to be who's got the best operators of the toys. You can take, and I would love to see what kind of training goes along with these tools. I don't know if their training ramps up as their equipment curve increases, but I'm almost certain it isn't the same kind of stuff. You know, to get an armored personnel carrier driver's license in the Army in Europe, that took me about all day, every day, about 3 weeks. And driving the armored personnel carriers of that time, this was before the Bradley was fielded, it was a pretty basic thing. You had a brake, you had a gas pedal, you had a shifter, and you didn't have a steering wheel. You had what were called lateral controls that control the tank treads left or right. You pull back on them. One side locks up or both sides lock up. You let them go forward. Off you go. If you pull back one and leave the other forward, you turn. Not that hard to do, but at the same time, you've got to learn how to drive one of those things, and you have to do some crazy things, some hairy things with them. Or it seems hairy at the time, but it's not really. They'll do it, and they'll do it well. And are the military doing this? Are they training in that kind of scenario in the MRAPs or the in Columbia, South Carolina? They've got two M113 personnel carriers, which we called coffins because they're just laminate aluminum, and you can punch right through them with a 7.62, but they've got them. And are they training on those things? Have they run over any cars? Have they torn up anything? There's a learning curve with all these things. And how many people, like that guy in L.A. County, Eugene Mallory, I think his name was, got a SWAT team member coming in with a fully automatic weapon, off safe, finger on the trigger, something happens. And his hands, your hands in a moment of stress are going to want to ball up into fists. And he feels that stress, and that trigger finger curls, and he fires 6 shots into the guy. For having a gun on the nightstand. Not his hand on the gun, just having the gun. And then they lied about it. So, if they can't use them, they don't need them. And we're going to have to become activists to stop that. I know I keep harping on that, but it just keeps on happening. We'll be right back. We're going to talk a little bit about the ATF as we go away. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver. All sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn. Glucosamine chondroitin. Sea cucumber. Colloidal minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top selling liquid. Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules. And Elderberry Power Capsules.
We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
Welcome back. As we get ready to go away for the weekend, anyway. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Let me give you the setup here. Under 18 U.S.C. 926, anyone in the Justice Department, including members of the ATF, are categorically prohibited from seizing any records or documents other than those constituting material evidence of a violation of law. The law reads, well, it's a long, wordy law, no such rule or regulation prescribed after the date of the enactment of the Firearms Owners Protection Act may require that records required to be maintained under this chapter or any portion of the contents of such records be recorded at or transferred to a facility owned, managed, or controlled by the United States or any state or any political subdivision thereof, nor that any system of registration of firearms, firearms owners, or firearms transactions or dispositions be established. Nothing in this section expands or restricts the Secretary's authority to inquire into the disposition of any firearm in the course of a criminal investigation. So, in other words, unless it is they're investigating a specific crime looking for a specific thing, they can't do it. Now, last year, Gun Owners of America warned everybody that the ATF is going from dealer to dealer, copying the information on Form 4473 and feeding it into a database. Form 4473 unique in the NICS check system is normally an indicator of a gun purchase. Now, coming out of Maine, there's a gun shop called Pack N Arms. It's owned by Phil Shabbat, and the ATF there has been using illegal tactics to attempt to scan information on his customers as well. Now, this coming on the raid, on the heels of the raid with EP Armory and Ares Armor, this week, B. Todd Jones was grilled on this by certain members of the House in an oversight committee hearing regarding why they went after these databases and these customer lists, because that's what they primarily seized. They did seize some material objects, and but they really wanted those lists of customers. With a gun dealer, there's something called the industry operation inspection, and that's an audit that all firearms dealers may be subject to, during which the ATF verifies the inventory and is supposed to verify all paperwork and record keeping is being done correctly and is properly maintained. That's supposed to occur every 5 years. Now, this, despite the fact that all federal gun laws are unconstitutional. But anyway, let's go to the phones. Brian in California. Yes, sir.
Hey, how's it going, Bill?
How's it going?
Pretty good. I just want to call in. I heard you talking about the SWAT teams and having rocket grenade launchers. I actually, from a small town in California, and last summer we had two raids in about a two-week period, and that's what they did. They rolled up in SWAT gear. Well, not SWAT gear. They had an armored vehicle with gun turret, grenade launchers. They had a robot with tear gas, and the guy wouldn't come out of his house. He had guns. They wouldn't go into his house. And so what they did is they shot grenade launcher into his house, like about seven of them over a little while, until he came out of his house, and they shot him dead right in front of his door.
What were they sending the warrant for?
Well, supposedly he had ran from the police and had flashed a gun at him. But I'm not sure if that was the true story or not. And the other incident, I'm not sure about, but it was a 16-year-old kid, and they used the GPS location from his phone to see that he was home, and so they SWAT teamed him and did the same thing, but he never came out because he wasn't at home. He'd left his phone at home. So they do use your data from your phone to GPS to see where you're at, and if like they won't always just kick in your door. Like they'll tear gas you until you come out, so get gas masks, get ready.
Well, now, see, with the guy that, if the guy flashes a gun at a cop, okay, to a certain degree, I can see that being justified. That's not what they normally do the no-knock raids on, though, anymore. Most of the time, they're going after drugs or something else. So that's what the no-knock raid is designed for. The no-knock raid is designed for violent offenders or in the event there's a chance that evidence might be destroyed. But when they're going after, like, they did a no-knock raid somewhere based on information where somebody had stolen a credit card and charged $1,000 worth of stuff on it. And they did the no-knock raid because one of the residents of the home had a concealed carry permit.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I'm so sick of everything that's going on. I agree, shouldn't be flashing guns at a cop, but, I don't trust police departments anymore or their stories or, they can make anything up about anybody and come after you.
Yeah, but nowadays there's a lot of them that have some sort of recording device or something. Right there in California, in L.A. County, which I don't know where you are in California, but I was just talking about this no-knock raid where they went in on this guy based upon the scent of methamphetamine coming out of his house, which somehow or other that was determined by smelling in the neighborhood. They knew the guy didn't have a criminal record. They knew didn't have a history of violence. They knew he was just basically an ordinary guy, 80 years old. They bust in. Their initial story was he came out, stumbled out into his hallway with his gun in his hand, and they shot him six times. The only problem was it turned out that when they found him, he was in his bed underneath the bed covers without a gun. The gun was on the nightstand beside him, and they got caught in that lie. I don't know whatever happened to him. That particular one officer that triggered that six-round burst into his sleeping body probably needs to be busting rocks right now, at best.
I would agree. Thanks for all your work and what you do. Love your show.
Thank you. Hey, are you Bill or are you Brian? Because up here it says Bill Brian.
I'm Brian.
Okay, Brian. Thanks for the call.
Yep. Have a good day.
You too. There's new knock raids. They're bad business. I understand why you would have one. SWAT was designed to go after violent offenders. That's why they are special weapons and tactics, because they are brought to bear against something that regular cops shouldn't be able to deal with. most of the time, they're not serving them for those, though. Most of the time, it's just so they can gear up. Look at my plate carrier. It's so clean and new. Back to the ATF. Mr. Chabot, out of Maine, has engaged in numerous IOIs with the ATF that, according to him, are usually completed within a week. His most recent audit was in August of 2013, and it went on for 2 months. And it appeared to be little more than a thinly veiled attempt to create a registry of his clientele. Now, what happened, ATF employee Wayne Betancourt produces this handheld scanner about the size and shape of a large marker, and he began to go through a bound book of ATF 4473 forms and attempted to scan all the pages of documents, which contained over 1,700 forms, from gun sales and transfers. Mr. Chabot confronted Mr. Betancourt about his illegal procedure, and that's where the threatening began. First of all, he lied to him and said he had the authority to do it. Then he told him that the 4473s were the property of the ATF, which is not the case. They have to be held by the FFL holder for X amount of time. More than once, he refused to let him do it. His FFL has been threatened. They've offered to make it more of a personal investigation, if you must. They're angry and belligerent. He called Betancourt's supervisor, Linda Champagne, out of Boston, and she told him that if the agent didn't get a copy or scan his records, the ATF would pursue the revocation of his current license and deny his application for the new shop he was working on. And that is also a clear violation of the law. So, you know what? I'm waiting for some. There needs to be some congressman out there that pushes for a House resolution to do away with the ATF. Huh? We already have a Department of Justice. We have local police. We have state police. We have, In the chat room, they're saying SWAT now means special weapons anytime. It's so sad, it's funny. We'll pick this up on Monday. And between now and then, I want you to remember this very clearly. It's never been about gun control. It has always been, it's always going to be about absolute, total control. On a Friday, this has been Lock and Load.